Welcome to St. Luke's Lutheran Church's weekly sermon podcast, where our mission is clear: to love, serve, and welcome all. By all, we mean the whole rainbow of God's people. Join us as we dive into the Word of God to discover how to be a disciple of Jesus, living our faith every day. Let's walk this journey of faith together.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world and people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It's hard to admit, but lately I have had some days where I struggle to continually be a person of love and light in what increasingly seems to be a divisive and difficult and, dare I say, evil world. I'm not just talking about the big stuff, you know, wars and rumors of wars, although these do weigh on all of us. We have 8 months to go in this election year, and we cannot seem to have a real exchange of ideas without accusations and fear-mongering and us versus them on all sides, and I just want to ignore all of it. It is hard in a world where so many arenas are so difficult for everybody, whether you're a senior or a young adult or trying to raise children or grandchildren, since we struggle against so many evils. I'm not going to name all of them, of course, but there are some that are really weighing on me, like the fentanyl crisis and how many accidental overdoses there are happening. Getting health insurance and accessing health care is becoming more difficult, and I know several people that don't have health insurance. Affordable housing is an oxymoron. There isn't any for low-income people, whether seniors or veterans or young adults or people who are homeless, and we have certainly discovered that in the last few months, but I've actually been working on housing with several people, some members, for over a year and a half. Over a year and a half, I've been working on low-income housing for members of this church. Online harassment and bullying continue, and scammers are more creative than ever. Intolerance and discrimination are still struggles, especially around gender and sexuality. My daughter is now a high school teacher, and she deals with this as a teacher. And it's not just that I find these issues challenging, but I sometimes do not like who I become. I do not like how angry I get when I see inaction on issues, how self-righteous I can be when I disagree on political solutions or lack thereof. I am surprised how judgmental I can be of others who see things differently than I do. And so I realize that evil is not just out there. It is in here, too. And that's the really hard part about it. And I want to say, shine your light over there, Jesus. And don't look too closely at my mind and heart today. And, you know, maybe check back in tomorrow. How would that be, you know? So perhaps you find this to be true about yourself, wondering how to continually be a person of love and light when you see evil and endless issues everywhere. Maybe you too come face to face with yourself and find that it's hard not to judge people based on their politics, regardless of what end of the spectrum you or they are on. Or you've discovered how easy it is to become angry when inaction and injustice seem to go unchecked, or you see how self-righteous you are when others are not thinking and acting the way you think they should. Finger wagging involved, at least in your head. Or maybe you just become too discouraged and you withdraw and do nothing. What are those moments or issues for you when you want to say, shine your light over there, Jesus? And do not look too closely at my mind and heart today. Maybe check back in tomorrow. But in our gospel reading from John, Jesus calls us to come to the light because we are of God. And we have been saved by Jesus Christ, the light of the world. God calls us to be light bearers as ones saved by his Son. And it starts with the most famous passage of Scripture. And people at football games make sure that we all know what this passage of Scripture is. God loved them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. I actually love the King James version of this passage, which instead of everyone says, whosoever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. I love that phrase, all of the whosoevers. Isn't that a great word? I love that word, the whosoevers. Who are brown and black and white and any color, race, or tribe can be saved by Jesus, because everyone can be included in a whosoever, much more than an everyone. It's like, oh yeah, well, everyone is over there, but I can be a whosoever. The whosoevers are gay and straight and somewhere in between. And all of the whosoevers can believe in Jesus. And the whosoevers who were bullies and scammers yesterday can start a new life in Christ today, because they are whosoevers, just like tax collectors and prostitutes in Jesus' time. The whosoevers include you, and the whosoevers include me, even when we're having a day like, go over there, Jesus. Evil is never more powerful than the saving power of Jesus Christ and his eternal light, which covers the whole world and dwells inside of us. You know, we always focus on John 3:16 and we forget the power of John 3:17, which I almost like better. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Amen. Oh my gosh, we ought to be putting John 3:17. Hold that on a placard at the next game you go to. God sent Jesus to save the world, not to condemn the world. Makes you wonder why so many people's experience of Christians is condemnation. What's wrong with this picture? Just read the next verse, people. The best criticism of the bad is the practice of the better. And that is what we are about at St. Luke's. And so we don't need to do any judging. The light exposes the darkness. The truth exposes the evil. That's what Jesus does. That is God's job, not ours. That's what the text says right here. And this is the judgment, verse 19, that the light has come into the world and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. But as soon as the light shines on them, as soon as the truth is spoken, it is exposed, right? The light does the judgment. We don't have to. So, of course, God forgives us when we slip and when we get caught up in judging others. And then Jesus Christ fills us. I can't move this light. I'm going to duck. Fills us with the power of his love to be the light bearers in the world. But those who do what is right and true come to the light so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Our job is to do the deeds of God. Hooray! I want to do the deeds of God. Don't you? Yes. I hope so. Isn't that why you're here? Yes. Okay. So once evil is exposed by the light of Christ, by truth, we as light bearers work to make sure that such things do not continue. And you know, we're actually pretty good at this. It's why we have progressed as a country toward laws that protect minors from harmful substances, toward things like seatbelts, toward things like not smoking on airplanes and in public places. We all work together for human flourishing and to end evil. It is why being a welcoming church where God loves everybody matters, because the world needs to hear about a loving God and have a place to experience it. Amen. Amen. It's why what we do matters. So the question is, how? How do we continue to shine the light? Woo! I'm having fun with this light. In the face of hardship, how do we shine the light in the face of challenges or just plain evil? The light has come in Jesus Christ, but it has not yet come to its fulfillment in Christ's return. Lutherans call this the already but the not yet. Jesus has already come, but he has not yet returned and brought the kingdom to its fulfillment. So how do we shine the light in the midst of darkness? There are many ways to do this, many ways. Today, we're going to talk about four. I tried to limit it to three. Sorry, you get four. Okay, so I invite you to pick one this week and practice it with your family or with a friend, with somebody who is a spiritual partner, companion. So number one, be rooted in prayer. Start out your day in prayer, no matter how brief. Pastor Sunny talked about this last week in the devotional class. If this is new, you can start out with 5 minutes. Pray for 2.5 minutes. Listen for 2.5 minutes. Set your little alarm for 5 minutes and go. Pick a place, even if it's in your car before you go into work, or if you have to go in the bathroom, sit on the toilet and shut the door. Doesn't matter. Just do it for 5 minutes. On the St. Luke's YouTube page, I have a morning meditation that I recorded that lasts about 5 minutes, and you can start there, and it includes asking for the light of Christ to fill you. So if you're new to prayer, you don't know how to start, listen to the morning meditation for 5 minutes, and that's one way to start. When we are rooted in prayer, we are reminded that we have a godly purpose here, no matter what our job or our tasks are, and we are filled with the light of Christ, and we are here to share love and hope with others. Who will God put in our path today that needs the light of Christ through me? 1 Thessalonians 5 reminds us, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. Number two, rely on the power of Jesus. I can't tell you, you know, how many times I've been in situations, conflict or crisis, and I didn't know what to do. I know you think that pastors have all the answers. We don't. I've been in situations and I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. And so in the back of my mind, I'm praying, please, Jesus, tell me what I'm supposed to do here. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to help this person or this situation? Or the most important question in terms of good boundaries, is this mine to do? Is this mine to do? Then I listen internally for guidance and I observe what's going on. And almost always, an idea, a scripture, a resource, something in my experience will come to me, or the situation will shift, and something happens to help. When I pray for an answer and I get silence, then I know there is no action to be taken, or it's not mine to do, or it is just time to wait. When we remain rooted in prayer, number one, we can rely on the power of Jesus more easily because we come accustomed to hearing, urging, direction, and paying attention to the intuition of how to respond to evil or to need. Proverbs 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." Rely on the power of Jesus. Number three, remember what God has done for you. That includes gratitude. What would your life be like without the forgiveness of Jesus Christ? We don't want to dwell on that for too long, do we? What would your life be like without this community in Christ? Without the love of God that has seen you through the troubles of the past? I don't want to think about that too long either. When we remember what God has done for us, we are ready to serve God the moment something arises. I was just in the hospital in Lahore, Pakistan, last month, right? All of my excellent nurses were Muslim, but on my last day, my nurse was a Christian. There's not that many. She asked me to pray for her since she wanted to have a baby, and I said I would. Well, I was released that afternoon. I wasn't very strong. They were getting me a wheelchair. And before I left, Dan was there. He was getting ready to take me out. And I said, "We have to pray." And I stood up and we laid hands and prayed for Usma, my nurse. I was so grateful that I was better. I knew what God had done for me through all of your prayers. The time to pray it forward is now. Remember what God has done for you and pray it forward. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity and heals all your diseases." Number four, reach out in love. Mother Teresa once said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love." If big actions or the whole darn thing of life feels overwhelming, focus on small actions that can be done with love. This is what our Romans passage is talking about. Overcome evil with good. Even small actions do good in the face of hardship, especially for other people. When my mom died, the two little boys that lived next door came over and drew pictures with sidewalk chalk on my dad's front walkway. Oh my gosh, it was the most precious thing to walk out the door and see a sunshine, a sun, and flowers on the sidewalk. Another day, they were painting rocks, and my dad still, to this day, has ladybug rocks on his front porch. You do not have to agree with anyone's ideas or politics to let love be genuine. You can do small things with great love. Help your teen or a friend pick up a bag of grief groceries for someone whose family member has just died. You know, frozen pizza, raviolis with a jar of tomato sauce, ice cream and Oreos, quick dinners and comfort food. Bridge a gap. Start a conversation with a small act of love. Mail a card. Cut a sick neighbor's grass. Write a note and tell someone you put them on our church prayer list. Bake some bars for the Dover Elementary teachers. Or take someone a delicious bag of breakfast burritos this Saturday after our free breakfast. Amen. The best burritos in North Texas. I'm telling you. And when there is sad news, remind yourself and your children what Mr. Rogers taught all of us. God always shows up in the helpers, big and small. We are some of those helpers. Overcome evil with good. Matthew 5 says, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Is this helping? Are you getting it? Yes. So when we all remain prayer, relying on the power of Jesus, remembering what God has done for us and pray it forward and reach out in love, then what happens? We will continually be mindful of the light of Christ that fills us from head to toe. Did you know that you are filled with the light of Christ from head to toe? From where? From head to toe. You are filled with the light of Christ from head to toe. It is eternal. It is forever. It covers the whole earth and it fills you. And when we remain rooted in prayer, relying on the power of Jesus, remembering what God has done for us, and practice reaching out in love, what happens? Then our vision changes. We see much more love. We behold much more good. We see much more light. We behold much more power. We see much more of Christ in the world. And we see many more people working toward unity. And we see that much more than we do evil. Why? Because we are joining God in expanding the kingdom around us. And that is a world we're shining for. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to what is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted, honor all people, and rejoice in the power of the Holy Spirit as you love, serve, and welcome all.
Thank you, God.
If you're inspired by this week's message and want to learn more about our mission to love, serve, and welcome all, we invite you to join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. We're located at 1210 West Beltline Road in Richardson, Texas. For more information, visit our website at stlukeslutherantx.org. Connect with us on Facebook at stlukeslc or on Instagram at stlukeslutherantx. Thanks again for joining us today, and we look forward to welcoming you into our community.